Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
All right, folks, hour number three. Wow, this day has gone by fast. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Again, KLZ 560. Appreciate all of you listening. And yes, it has been an extremely fast day today. Charlie was mentioning that as we went to break there, that top of the hour. Man, where does time go? Well, 2 hours click off pretty quickly. So, again, Charlie's trying to get our next guest rounded up. And as always, if we get him, great. If not, then we will move right along and continue on with the program. But you know what? I love this time of year. As I look out to the west, which right now is pretty smoky. It was a little clearer earlier. But as I look to the west, you know what? We're at that time of the year where the leaves are starting to change. You can feel that cooler air coming in at night. And, yeah, it's been a little bit warm during the day. But to my knowledge, just as a side note, you're going to see some things changing as we get into the weekend. I've been watching the weather. I do that all the time just because of the other businesses that I own and have and what we do. And the reality is, from what they're saying, is we'll have some weather coming in most likely this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys updated on that as always. But speaking of business, it's one of the things we're going to talk about with our next guest once Charlie gets them lined up is, what do you do during COVID? And how do leaders reinvent themselves when there's some sort of a disruption? And folks, there are disruptions right now. Charlie was talking about before the show came on today that I believe it was Ruby Tuesdays, I think is what Charlie was telling me, is they're struggling. They're going to end up in bankruptcy. Now, I will also tell you that I'm not sure Ruby Tuesdays would have made it with or without COVID, because I think their model just in how they were doing things needed changed anyways. But the reality is COVID has hit certain industries extremely hard, and the restaurant industry, of course, being one of those. I was at lunch today with a gentleman, old friend of mine. We're, talking about different things and business and just how things are going and so on. And, as I looked around the restaurant and there was a lot of seating outside, I noticed that, we're pretty evenly spaced apart, but I didn't think that we were overly spaced. And frankly, it didn't bother me one bit. And I am one that I don't really care. Frankly, I'm one where I'll go eat. I don't care if there's a table 3 feet away. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I got a friend of mine sent me a next door post from my neck of the woods. And I thought this was interesting. And this just shows you the world that we live in and what is going on in some Karen's minds. Terrible social distancing at an Arvada restaurant. Shocked to see 3 people walk in the door and immediately remove their face masks, then stand near the door and cash register to get their takeout or wait for a table. No distancing at the bar, where I saw 1 handshake, 2 fist pumps. Oh, God! Heaven forbid! Several elbow pumps and 3 pats on the back. Oh, Lord! The world is going to end. People without masks huddling together to check out a cell phone, and 1 woman walking around apparently with a football pool sign-up sheet or something like that, all in just 45 minutes. I don't think you're immune from the virus. If you have a beer in front of you, next time I want dinner from blank blank, I won't say the restaurant because I'm not going to do that, I will hope for a speedy takeout. Definitely not going to eat in. Well, you know what, Karen? That's your right. You don't have to. But you know what? I know the name of this place now, and I'm going to go eat there. Why? Because it sounds like they're having a lot of fun and things are fairly normal, which is the way it ought to be. Oh, my word, the Karens and Kevins are going to kill this entire earth if we let them. Case in point, Charlie's laughing at me, but it's comical in a way, but yet it's also sad. It's sad because we're ruining businesses because of these types of individuals that just think everywhere you go, you've got to do everything according to the book or everybody's going to die. Well, let me tell you what, news tip, we're not all going to die. Trump, he's taking tons of flack today because he's basically talking about how the virus is not much different than the seasonal flu. He said something along these lines. The seasonal flu is just around the corner. Be prepared. And basically what he's saying is there's nothing that we need to be afraid of, whether it's the virus, the coronavirus, or the upcoming flu season. The reality is we're a country that has learned how to deal with these adversities, whether it be H1N1, whether it be the chicken pox, whether it be whatever. We've learned how to deal with it. And guess what? We're going to learn how to deal with coronavirus in exactly the same way. That's all Donald Trump is saying. And yet, every single news story I read this morning had something in there about how he's minimizing the virus and he's downplaying it and he's acting like it's not a big deal and blah, 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 blah. And it's not what he said. People, Karens of the world, get a grip. This lady, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to probably respond to this one on Nextdoor sometime today because get a grip, people. Life is going to go on with coronavirus in it. Get used to it. And I can't wait for the day where I can go out in public, walk through the door of a restaurant, not wearing a mask, and enjoy myself. I am not the least bit worried about getting the virus or getting the flu or anything else that's out there. If I get it, I get it, and I'll deal with it. If I don't, I don't. Off we go. We have got to get back to normalcy, folks, or this thing is going to literally kill us as a country. Not physically kill each one of us, but kill us mentally, socially, and economically if we're not careful. And these type of people that I just read to you are the ones that are going to kill the country if we allow them to. This is an example where a lot of people, not just myself, but a lot of people need to get on Nextdoor and basically tell this Karen to pound sand. That, hey, I would be glad to go and patronize that business because that's the kind of business I want to enter into. That's what a bunch of people need to say. And shut her out. I'm serious. If we don't start doing those things, the Karens of the world will rule. And trust me, folks, that's not what we want. American National Insurance is next, folks. We'll come back and talk more about this. By the way, if you want to talk about that or anything else, 303-477-5600. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. We don't have a guest now till 5:30, so call us. We'd love to chat. American National Insurance, though, is next. Paul Leuenberger, he is my agent. He wants to help you make the right choices with your insurance, not spend too much, but also have the right coverage at the same time. 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
Barber's Foods, folks, right now there's 2 free pounds of Wagyu with every order. All you have to do is put in beef at checkout and you get that. Now, On the same token, they have got the best meats out there, period. You will not be disappointed in anything you get from Barber's Foods. I can attest to it. I've eaten it. I do eat it, and I will continue to eat it long after they leave us, which, by the way, I hope never happens because they're a great sponsor. I love what they do. Barbersfoods.com. Again, Barbers with an S, Barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Brad in Lakewood, you're next. What's going on today, sir?
Well, I got good news to report to you on the recall for Polis.
Let's hear it.
It's exactly like you said last time, that you thought it would succeed this time, and I'm already collected well over 500 signatures alone. We got a number of volunteers collecting, and we're having amazing responses. And from what it's being reported on the website, and I assume it to be credible information, actually my contact person told me this as well, that we're 30% of where we need to be, which
wow.
is we're shooting for 1 million signatures, and that's coming from a supervisor, not just somebody who heard it from somebody. Now 30% of 1 million would be 300,000
signatures. That's really good, Brad.
So I can't verify it, but I have no reason to doubt it.
Well, you know what? You're not the only one that's told me that. I had another person that's up in the north part of the state send me an email along those same lines, Brad, that basically said the same thing you're telling me, and that, you know, this particular individual has had huge success in getting things signed from people that she didn't think prior would. She's getting signatures right and left. It's not a problem at all.
I know, and if we've gotten 300,000 signatures in 18 days, that means we could collect, if we keep it up, we could collect 900,000 in 54 days with 6 days to spare. So there's no doubt in my mind.
Okay, so here's a question, Brad, real quick.
Yeah.
If this ends up being successful, is the Republican Party ready to run a candidate against him?
Well, supposedly, from what the main contact person told me, is we've got a couple people ready to run, but they're staying quiet, so they're not.
Okay.
They're not making it public.
Well, that's fine. I mean, as long as we, you know, my biggest fear is we do this, we get a recall going, we get another election happening, and where are we?
In other words, if we run another
one. Yeah, we're a no-show at that point. We don't want that either. We got to make sure we're ready to go right now if this is going to happen.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying we should be, this is bad timing, we should be trying to get Republicans elected. Well, that's true, but I went down to the GOP headquarters and I stuffed envelopes, had my petition down there at the same time. And when you go to these Trump rallies, a lot of times you're just standing there waving a flag by carrying a petition.
You bet. No, Brad. I would disagree with the people that tell you that, because you've got a prime opportunity with all the things you're already out doing in this time, trying to get others elected, to actually get that signed at the same time. Kill two birds with one stone.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing, and I've been having real good luck at some rally on Ken Kell Road and Kipling at Sledding Hill Park. Basically, I've been there about five times. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in between Wadsworth and Wadsworth and Quincy, in between the Costco and Walmart at 12 o'clock. And I went to Bandimere the other day, and we had enough circulators there. So the person in charge of it sent me over to that motocross race, and I did really good there the next day. And like you go to Murdoch's, and I just stood outside the store and put my sign in the grass, and people were signing left and right. Now
okay, so real quick, Charlie just asked a great question, Brad. If somebody listening wants to sign a petition, where do they go, or do they have to find you physically?
They have to sign it physically, but look on the website, dethronepolis.com, And that's the official website. Now, the one that says Recall Poll is 2020 and says donate, that's a fake website.
Okay.
Don't give anybody any money.
This okay.
is being privately funded.
Thank you.
We are refusing donations, so if anybody asks for money, stay away
so
from
that. So if they're
website.
Asking for money, it's not a real deal.
So I really think we're going to do it this time.
Okay, I'm putting in the website just to make sure that I give all the right information out. So, and I appreciate what you just said too, Brad, a moment ago about not giving anybody any money. So if by the way, everybody listening, I hope you heard that again. I want to make sure they say that correctly. If anybody asks you for money on any website to recall Polis, it's not real. Is that what you're saying, Brad?
That's correct. And make sure it says the name Lori Cutinelli on the front of it, because there's rumors going around that there's somebody's circulating false petitions to collect signatures. So unless it says Lori Cutinelli, do not sign it.
Interesting. Okay. I did not know that.
So, and like I said, it's all a learning experience. Last time, the entire amount of time, I only collected 600 signatures, and if I would have known at the beginning what I knew at the end, I would have collected far more. But now I'm putting my experience to good use, and anytime I see something on the website, you sign up for these groups, and anytime there's a Trump flag wave, just go there and walk around with your petition, and you'll do real well collecting signatures. And and since money's not involved, the circulators are far more willing to work with each other. It's basically a case of you can never have too many circulators either.
No, I agree. So, okay, so folks want to help in this regard. What do they do, Brad?
I would go to dethronepolis.com.
Okay, and by the way, I went there. So spell that out for everybody listening, because I'm not spelling it correctly or not getting there. So spell it out for me.
There's not supposed to be a space in there. It's DETHRONE, Polis. And then put .com, and there's no space in between the dethrone and the polis.
Okay. All right. I will keep working on that and see if I can't get to that website. And that is the actual website, dethronepolis.com.
Yeah, or else try and contact Lori Cutinelli.
Okay. I know Lori. Yep, I can do that as well. So perfect. Okay. Hey, this is great news, Brad. Fabulous news.
And people are far more enthusiastic to sign this time than last time.
I can imagine why. You know, we just continue to keep going through this, you know, lockdown after lockdown after lockdown and extension after extension after extension. I mean, this thing's supposed to end here in the not-too-distant future, but I can guarantee you Brady's going to extend it again.
Well, that's because they're trying to change the outcome of the election.
That's right.
But that's kind of the joke we have around the circulators and the flag waivers is Trump's drawn 15,000, 20,000 people at a pop. There's all this enthusiasm. But somehow Biden's up in the polls by 10 points.
Yeah, what are your thoughts there? Do you think that's really true? I mean, that's a question I get a lot. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm extremely concerned about it, but I am worried about the outcome of the election because a certain amount of people are going to vote for Biden just because he's not Trump. So I am kind of worried about it, to be honest with you. But what do you think?
I don't know. You know, I have mixed emotions. Some days I feel really confident that, you know, we've got pretty much a landslide victory. And then there's other days where, you know, I don't feel that way. And I can't tell you why I feel a certain way on certain days. I do my best to not look at, you know, polling and really try to just gauge, you know, what I feel voters are actually doing. And I know that the polls are just a snapshot and they're not always an indication of what's going on. But I don't know. Maybe it's just me being paranoid at times, Brad. But there's times where, yeah, I am a little paranoid that, you know, are we going to win or not?
And I'm wondering about if we're going to hold the Senate or not. I'm worried about that as well.
And we need to keep it. We can't give it up.
I agree. So, but basically, a lot of these polls they're going by registered voters instead of likely voters, and they're oversampling Democrats.
I agree.
To get the answer they want.
I agree. No, and you are correct in that. You're 100% correct. And I hope that I really hope a lot of that's going on, because that will bode well for what you and I are talking about if that is the case. So,
and a lot of people they won't even put a Trump sign or a Casper sign or a
I can't say as I blame them on that, because you're liable to not have a car at the end of the day.
Yeah, or if a pollster calls you up, people are just refusing to say who they're going to vote for, and some people think that Trump people are telling them they're going to vote for Biden just to throw the pollster off balance.
Gotcha.
So, but basically the recall is going real well, but where the Republicans really dropped the ball on the judges is I got a hold of the Tennessee Republican Party. They said we got 56 openings with 33 pending, and now they got to spend their time trying to confirm Amy Coney Barrett. But in the meantime, we're still going to have 50. We still have 56 judge openings. So I don't know what McConnell, Graham, and even President Trump were thinking when they allowed so many judge openings to persist this long into the cycle.
Hmm. Well said. Well said. All right, Brad, with that, I got to run. We got our guests coming up. I appreciate it very much, and we'll continue to keep this information rolling. We appreciate, by the way, Brad, giving us that update. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. They want to help you out with all of your car needs, and it's easy. Just go to klzradio.com. There's a 15% off discount right now, free second opinion, and a great rebate on tires as well. klzradio.com. It's Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme, promises kept.
All right, Flesh and Beck, if you're having trouble getting paid for an accident, you know, medical bills, getting the vehicle fixed, whatever the situation is, give Kevin a call today. He would love to help you. That's what he does. He is trial-tested, trial-ready, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com, and it's F-L-E-S-C-H.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else. You ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Al Smith, he wants to help you not only get to retirement, but stay there as well. You might be ready for retirement, really close to retirement, or you might be a ways away. No matter what, he can help you. He is a financial advisor willing to help you, wanting to help you, I should say, get where you need to go. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange your free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our next guest joining us now, Kelly Corrigan, a New York Times best-selling author, lots of books. Kelly, do you do anything besides write books?
I tell you what, I am doing the most elaborate procrastination right now. I have a book that's overdue. Book number 5 is overdue. And instead of working on it, I have ginned up a TV show on PBS and a new podcast.
Amazing. And you're talking to us to boot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
I'll do anything to avoid writing.
That's
so
good.
Hard.
Well, I admonish and admire, you know, writers like yourself, because I am a talk show host. I talk. I am not a writer. I wouldn't know the first thing and what to do and how to even sit down and put those thoughts to paper. So, you know what? We appreciate folks like you, because without you, we wouldn't have books.
Anytime. Happy to do it.
All right. So talk about the show coming up. It's going to be on, is it on Monday nights, plural, or a Monday night?
It's three Monday nights in a row. It's a long-form one-on-one interview show. And the first guest is Brian Stevenson, who's a civil rights attorney. He wrote Just Mercy, which they made a great movie.
Yeah, made a great movie out of it. Yes.
He's kind of an amazing Martin Luther King type guy.
Right.
And the second guest is James Corden, who is Carpool Karaoke, and who is smart and funny and really unguarded. He told me this incredible story, and he got all choked up, and I got all choked up. And then the third guest in this series is Jennifer Garner.
Who's a great entrepreneur, by the way.
Yeah, she really is. She's kind of incredible. She has an organic baby food company that you can use food stamps to get the food. So it's really designed for people to be able to feed their kids something more nutritious that's also affordable, deeply affordable. And then also she does tons of work with Save the Children. And we talked about...
Yes. Which, by the way, is one. You don't know this, but that's one of our sponsors here on Rush to Reason as well, and has been for a very long time. So we work very closely with Save the Children as well. It's just a great organization.
Amazing. I love those guys. And we talked about growing up in West Virginia and what kind of those original set of values were. We talked about becoming a single mom. She has three kids, and she's sort of famously divorced from Ben Affleck.
Right.
We talked about being in Al-Anon and therapy. So she was really forthcoming. And so in all three cases, I felt like, oh my God, these are so moving and human and such an incredible break from this news cycle, which
right.
is really hard on the spirit.
Yeah, it is. No, I know. I'm in that on a, you know, we even diverge from that here on a regular basis just because of what you just said. We do movie reviews and Wellness Wednesday, which I do for the first hour on Wednesday's shows and things like that. You know, again, because if you can't just intake all of that all the time, you we'll all go crazy if we do that.
Yes, absolutely. But you know what's interesting about these episodes on PBS, the Tell Me More set, is that, and also the podcast. The podcast is called Kelly Corrigan Wonders, but it's the same thing, which is, it's not total escapism. Like, it's not unrelated to the crises, the multiple crises that we're in right now. It's just not in the weeds about them. It's not about this election. It's not about this pandemic. It's about human nature.
Gotcha.
And it's about growth and development, and it's about the people that help us get where we're going. You know, there's this really cool segment in each episode called Plus Two, where we ask people to tell us two people they wish the whole world knew a whole lot more about. And it's kind of like listening to someone give a great rehearsal dinner toast.
Yeah.
Where they're gushing about somebody who works at a nonprofit that they use, or works at their kid's school, or in the case of Brian Stevenson, it's this guy he met on death row. And they're really moving to listen to. And it's a great reminder that nobody does it alone.
Yeah,
you know,
well
this
said.
It's not a individual
said.
Sport.
I also was reading, and this is something that, you know, is near and dear to me. I've got a brother that has brain cancer. My dad is recovering from colon cancer. And you are also the creator of circusofcancer.org, which is a website to teach people how to help friends through breast cancer. But I'm guessing you could learn from that how to help anyone through cancer, is my guess.
You know, that site isn't up anymore, but for anybody who is dealing with cancer or loving someone who has cancer, listen to the first episode of the podcast. It just went up yesterday. It's with this incredible woman named Kate Bowler. And she has stage 4 colon cancer, and she's also a professor at Duke. She writes books, and she too has a podcast. And she's a friend of mine, kind of a new friend of mine in the last 5 years. And she is so wise. and funny and open. And yeah, I think that you'll love it. And I think all the people who are watching people they love suffer.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I can say that firsthand. I couldn't have said that a few years ago because never really experienced that, you know, in that manner with a, you know, loved one going through it. But, you know, yeah, I can say that today after having two family members go through it. It's not easy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so hard.
It is.
That's such heavy lifting, and it's hard on your moods and your energy. I mean, it's like walking around with a lead blanket on. I felt I've been on that side of it too.
Yeah, it is. And you know, given what, you know, I do daily, you know, red light comes on and off we go. And that's just how things work. And it's no different if you're on television and the red light comes on there, you do what you need to do, but you know, you still have your life outside of that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, that's interesting because that sort of brings me to this belief of mine that's super embedded in both Tell Me More and Kelly Corrigan Wonders is I don't really believe in a terrific separation between your professional life and your personal life. And I sort of feel like if people were more like people with one another and less adversarial or professional, or I'm in my tribe and you're in your tribe, like if they just kind of led with their humanity rather than their positions or their politics or their
right
background, that we just might have better days. I mean, we might just be able to get way more done that needs doing.
Well said.
And you'll hear that in all these episodes. You'll hear that over and over again.
So out of the three that you interviewed, which one did you enjoy the most?
Yeah. Well, I think Bryan Stevenson was the first, and I got to be with him for 2 days in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
And I had been a fan of his for a long time, and both my daughters are huge fans of his. You know, Just Mercy is a book that often gets assigned in high schools and or as like the orientation book to college freshmen. So people that age, late teens, early 20s, are really think of him as this cultural hero, as well they should. So it was kind of fun to be interviewing someone that my kids were really excited about. Although then I told them I was interviewing James Corden and Jennifer Garner, and they just did backflips. So
yeah, I imagine.
It was a pretty good set. It was a pretty good set.
Very cool.
Say.
Okay, so again, what time does it air? How do folks watch it?
You know, I would just say go to your DVR and tell it to record Tell Me More.
Okay.
And your DVR will do the work in terms of
great
finding
idea.
The station and finding the time.
Great idea.
You can also go to if you miss it, of course, you can go to pbs.org, or you can go to my website, kellycorrigan.org, and see any episode and listen to any podcast. It's
great.
All there.
Great. Kelly, it's been a joy to have you. I really appreciate you taking time for us. I really do.
Hang in there with all your
we'll
people.
We'll do it. We'll do it. No worries. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you very much,
bye,
Kelly.
Denver.
You bet. Take care.
Sure.
All right. Bye-bye. Appreciate her very much. And again, you can actually look her up. She's got a lot of books. She is somebody that, honestly, she acts like she's a procrastinator. But looking at all the books she's written, I don't know how she could actually say that. But up next, Enchanted Kitchen. Speaking of, and I said this earlier and I meant it, if you're tired of eating out, some of you eat out just because you don't like the way things are at home. You don't like your kitchen. You don't like your setup. You don't like the way things, you know, function internally. You can change that. Enchanted Kitchens can help you with that. And if you get on the stick, you can get that done before Christmas. KLZradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. In fact, he can help you pay for that kitchen, that Enchanted Kitchen. And he can do that in some ways where you don't even have any cash flow differences at the end of the day. Just ask him. He can walk you through that. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
KLZ 560, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Joe joining us in just one second. Real quick, though, Joe, before I take you, somebody called in and asked about the Hickenlooper ads that they've heard running on KLZ. Well, by law, if any political organization asks to run an ad, as long as it meets the FCC guidelines, which they all do, we are obligated to, and they pay, of course, they have to pay, they have to buy the ad space, but we are obligated to run those ads. So in the case of KLZ here at Crawford, yes, Hickenlooper, the campaign, bought ads. Why Cory Gardner has not or has not even been on air with us, I have no answer for that. Maybe one of you out there listening can explain that or even get him to either run ads to counter what Hickenlooper's doing or come on air and talk. All he has to do. Pretty simple. I don't get it. I think he should be. It's not a criticism. It's a question more than anything. I don't know why he's not here. And by the way, when these politicians buy those ads, they get the cheapest ad rate of the previous year that any station had, even if they had some sort of two-for-one deal going on. It's the way it works. They made the law. We have to abide by it. That's how it works, folks. Joe, you're up. What's going on, sir?
John, going back to your call in the first hour about electric cars.
Yes.
A couple of things. Most people don't know this, but as an engineer, I took a couple of semesters of something called energy conversion. Most people don't know that only 55% of the latent energy in a fuel source makes it to the wall socket. So if you take a cubic foot of natural gas and you burn it and you run it through a steam turbine and you've got line losses, transmission losses,
yep,
substation losses, you
yep
get 55% of the wall. Now, you put that into a car. At best, the electric motors in your electric car are at peak are 75% efficient. So if you take 75% of 55%, 60% of that energy is wasted.
Which, by the way, is about what a gasoline engine gets.
Right.
It's around 58 to 60% efficient is what a gasoline engine is out of the, you know, the thermo, if you would, you know, whatever you're feeding it,
Right.
Whether you're feeding it diesel, you know, diesels are a little bit higher, by the way, but whether it's gas or diesel, it's around that 60% figure. So it's not much different, is what you're saying.
Well, no, because you're only getting 40%. Remember, you're getting 55% out of the wall socket, and then you're only getting 20. And you're only getting at best 75% of that 55%. So you're only getting 40%.
Oh, okay. So you're way less actually. So you're 40%.
Yeah, you're only getting 40% net efficiency. Now, the other thing I just heard, I don't know if you heard about the hydrogen station that they're, I think it's going to be up in Boulder somewhere.
I have not heard that, no.
Yeah, it was on the news this morning. Huh. They're going to have a station where they're going to generate hydrogen, and the way you generate hydrogen, by the way, most people don't know, but hydrogen does not exist freely in nature. It's always bound to something else. Most typically, it's bound to oxygen and H2O to form water, and the way you create free hydrogen is with electricity through hydrolysis, mm-hmm. the old high school. So you're going to take electricity at 55% efficiency to break hydrogen free of water. You're then going to put it in a car where you can either burn it directly as a fuel or run it through a fuel cell. But again, you're going to wind up with maybe 40% net efficiency.
I don't see, and maybe I'm way off in this, Joe, and I've studied a little bit about the hydrogen car. It was a big test that even Toyota and Chevrolet did out in California and this, that, and the other. And I am just one. I'm not trying to be a naysayer, folks, but I don't see that I see that technology being a lot like natural gas and what they tried to do with buses and fleets and so on. I see it short-lived, Joe. I just don't see that one working at all.
I don't either. And, they talk about, a hydrogen car is a zero-emission vehicle.
No, it's not.
No, you've only pushed the pollution
somewhere else. That's right. You just pushed it someplace else. That's all.
Yeah, unless we want to go hog wild on nuclear, and I don't see that happening.
If we could, if we would do something along those lines, and you know what, more power to them, and off they go. And yeah, at that point, hydrogen might have a future. But I tell you what. And again, I'm not against. You know me, Joe. I'm very much a technology-driven individual. I love technology. I love new things. I think it's one of the best things about the United States of America that we've created a lot of the technologies that exist today. So I'm not against technology, but it's got to be the right technology.
John, and what is your issue with CNG?
Impractical. Totally impractical. And as somebody that uses it, I mean, I've got some machines that we actually run that we use. CNG on, and the reality, Joe, is it's just I can't see a regular guy or a regular gal going to a station, filling up with CNG, leaving, and having all of that work and function like they would go and get a gasoline fill up. It's not one and the same. I just don't see it happening.
Are you talking about the complexity of refueling a car with CNG?
The complexity, the tank on the vehicle itself, what it takes to actually store it, the amount of room it would take up on the vehicle itself. We'd have to have a redesign of vehicles even to make that work. I just don't see it happening.
Well, where I would see, John, being most useful is if on interstate trucking, at these
fleets.
The fleet. You take, interstate trucks, semis, and if you say, hey, after pick a year, 2035, all new trucks over the road tractor trailers sold after 2035 are going to have to be CNG trucks. You're not really talking. I actually did the math. You could blanket the interstate system with CNG refuel truck stops, not in town, but truck stops, highway truck stops, 5,000 CNG refueling stations. And you could blanket.
You could. The only issue that I see there is, and it's not a huge issue, trucks could be retrofitted. You could easily mount, they've got typically two saddle tanks as it is. You could convert those over to CNG. You could eliminate the DPF tank at that point because you wouldn't need that. So you'd gain a little bit of space in doing so. For all of you that are listening, the DEF tank, which is the diesel particulate filter that they run the DEF fluid through to actually make the emissions on that diesel engine, better. It's the new tier system we have in our country. And by the way, it's around the world. It's not just here in our country, Joe. But the reality is you could do some conversion there and probably even you'd have to, because the efficiency isn't as good, you'd have to mount a third tank someplace to get the same range.
Okay. I didn't run the math on the efficiency, but if you were going to do it, the place to start would be over the road.
I can't disagree with that.
And it's a clean fuel, a very clean fuel.
Very clean.
Certainly compared to diesel.
Oh, very clean.
And by the way, we're drowning in natural. 15 years ago, a million BTUs of natural gas was around 750. Today, a million BTUs is 250.
Mm-hmm.
The price, we're drowning in natural gas. We're exporting natural gas. So it's a clean fuel. We've got a ton of it. So if we want to do something clean, you know, let's look at maybe CNG for over-the-road tractor trailers. But electric cars, all you're doing is pushing.
Yeah, and real quick, and I did look this up, so I just want to make sure I mention this. So diesel has more energy density than natural gas by a lot, 129 BTU versus 37 BTU. So you would actually, if you look at that math, you'd need four times as much storage on a truck to go the same distance.
Wow.
It's a lot. And to me, that's the biggest reason we don't have over-the-road CNG trucks.
And, John, you're probably right. By the way, here's talk about energy density. Do you know the ratio of energy density of a gallon of gas to a pound of battery?
Oh, you know, I don't, but I can only guess. But go ahead.
Well, it's 20 pounds of battery for every pound of gas.
That's huge. Jeez.
20 pounds of battery to get the same energy out of 1 pound of gas.
That's huge. And guys, that, and for everybody listening, that's why. And by the way, Joe, I hope that the guest we had earlier that we were talking to, Daniel, I mean, I really do hope he comes out. We can video my Chevy Bolt and do all the different things and the things that I've learned and so on. It would be fabulous, because the reality is I am one that says that's not our future.
Right. And by the way, that's why you'll never see an electric airplane. You cannot, yep. Planes cannot carry that. You
can't get enough battery power to make it go anywhere.
It won't go anywhere. You'd all the passengers and all the luggage would have to be replaced by batteries. You cannot have an electric plane that can go across the ocean. I've run the math. It'll.
I'm not sure you'd have it even. It'd be tough even to go coast to coast, Joe.
Oh, not even coast to coast, John. But you'd have to strengthen the planes. Would have to have 100-foot wingspans, and you know they'd have to have iron girders in there to support the weight. It is just completely impractical.
And let's face it, I mean, the reality is the reason why we're still running a lot of vehicles around on gas and diesel is because, to your point, it's still the most efficient way we have of doing things and still works the best. And the cheapest, by the way.
And the cheapest. And you burn it at point of use. You don't burn it at a
generating
station 100 miles away, send it through lines.
Well said.
Hey, you got a minute to talk about the FBI crime report, or you want to save that for
You know what? Save that for later. I got another call coming in. And in fact, I'm going to talk to you about some stuff on money, so save that.
All right.
Okay, appreciate it, Jeff. Take care. Or Joe, thank you very much. Jeff is next. Jeff, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, John. How are you tonight?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was just going to throw in a point where you and Joe were talking about the CNG for the interstate trucking.
Right.
We looked at that several years ago at the company that I work with. CNG would work fine for local
for short run stuff, right? It won't go over the road, right?
It does not work for over the road stuff.
That's what I thought.
You know, my guys are running an average of 450 miles a day, and they're going to be able to make two trips and have to stop and do a quick refuel, which refuels them at about 70 to 80% of capacity to get a full fuel. On that fuel, it takes 8 hours to do.
Correct.
And Jeff, I apologize.
I should have mentioned that too, because that's the other factor that we've got in this as well, is it takes a longer time to fill those CNG tanks.
Yeah, and it's just not practical for long distance hauling.
Well said.
I just wanted to throw that.
No, I'm glad you did. I appreciate that. No, very, very well said. Jeff, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And again, you combine that on top of the BTU difference, and Joe and I are going to meet on Monday and do some different things along those lines. Hopefully we can get Joe on here in the not-too-distant future and talk more about some of those things. So, guys, hang tight. Pure for Chevrolet. Speaking of vehicles, gas, diesel, all of that. Speaking of vehicles, Pure for Chevrolet is up next. And by the way, they can sell you a diesel truck. They can sell you a car, anything you need, new or used. They've got you all taken care of. It's pureforchevrolet.com, out in Fort Lupton since 1960. 303-659-8311. Again, pureforchevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Don't forget tonight, right after we're done, it's the National Crawford Roundtable. I'll close with this. This isn't a bad, I don't know if this is a good or a bad story. 76-year-old diver is suing Casa Bonita because he was refused an audition due to his age. Now, that guy's got to be a lot tougher than me because I'm 56 and I'm not diving off that cliff. But hey, you know, more power to you. But he's a 76-year-old diver, and he is suing the restaurant because he was refused an audition. I don't know where that one's going to go or how that's going to come out, but I'm sure that's a story that we will watch as time goes by. So good old Casa Bonita. All right. Guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. National Crawford Roundtable is next. We talked about Trump, COVID, and the election, and even some of what may happen tonight in the vice presidential debate. So with that, we'll talk tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy your evening, and we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.